do not eat the bread or the milk or the sugar yet.
Oh, you never eat said that.
Victor Gallardo.
What was it like eating that ghost pepper?
It's hotter than I even thought.
Really? And are you used to spicy foods? You like spicy food?
I'm Mexican. It's not tasty, it's just hot. I'm going to stay away from the peppers for a little while. Just keep getting harder and harder. The more I eat ice cream, I got to finish the whole thing.
Oh, that was close.
Oh, first place right here. Lift up your watermelon. First, oh, right, second.
My name's Abigail Warhatch.
And yeah. What contest did you just participate in?
The watermelon eating contest.
And, what place did you take in it?
First.
How's it feel?
On your mind.
Really good, because I didn't know that I was going to win.
Have you ever won that contest before?
No, because I've never done it.
Go.
What do you think your key to success was?
All right.
I kind of just dug my teeth in, and then I ripped down fast as I went down the watermelon. How old am I? I'm 8 years old.
Congratulations. Thanks for talking to me.
You're welcome.
It was a photo finish.
What was that like?
Where's the replay at?
Yeah, I think I just caught asthma.
Is it as hard as it looks? What's it like?
Yeah, like, you have to, like, really, like, be in, like, a team, like, left, right. I had to keep yelling, you know? Tracy, Vincent.
And, Tracy, what did you just participate in?
I don't know what it was called.
4x6 stomp.
There you go.
My sister and I, we did some West Indian style fish cakes and deep fried Oreos, hot dogs, salmon soup. My name is Marina LeBlanc. I usually participate every year. I have been here for about 17 years now.
You know, it seems like in a lot of the rest of the country, there's a lot of division right now. Would you say that that's affecting how you think about Independence Day this year?
Very much so. You know, we've come so far, and there's still so much division going on. So I do feel sad a lot because of that. So I'm not looking forward to celebrating independence.
So it sounds like you can appreciate the community aspect of Independence Day here.
Yes. This town is amazing. The people here are so friendly and so different from anywhere else in the United States.
Paul Anderson. Well, I'm retired military, and I'm at 21 years all over the world.
From where you're standing, what does this holiday mean to you?
Well, the freedom that everybody has, the loss and everything, and the freedom and the rights to do anything in this country is due to the vets.
You've seen a lot of different July 4ths then, and with the country pretty divided right now, does it feel any different today?
Not up here in Alaska. This is a friendly community. It's really nice. The main thing is they care. They care for everything, everybody. You got the ones on this side and you got ones on that side, but, you know, they talk. You can talk and communicate, and that's the main thing.
The Grand Marshals for the 2017 parade, Gloria, what does it mean for you to have this honor?
Well, I was thrilled. And I think my children are going berserk. They're so thrilled. So it is a very nice thing for you to do us elderly ladies.
And good friends of yours going along, too.
Oh, that's perfect. Absolutely perfect. Yes.
Patty, any thoughts on this 4th of July Independence Day?
Yeah, I wouldn't be on here without these two girls, Roxy and Gloria. We're a team. We're going to tell everybody where to go, and we're going to lead them. That's what they're telling us, so we better do it right.
And you're going to get a good ride out of it.
Yeah.
How about you, Roxy? What are your thoughts on...
Well, I'm just thinking how wonderful it is that we are all still here. We have businesses across from each other for years and years and years, but we've always been good friends also. So this is a great honor.
Here it comes, your ride.
Oh!